The Warriors and Thunder squaring off in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. It was closely contested early, but the Thunder kept gaining momentum as the game progressed, carrying them to a 2-1 lead now in this series. Last year in the playoffs, the Warriors found themselves trailing 2-1 twice, overcoming the deficit at the end of each Game 4. Less than 48 hours stands between them and the chance to even things back up. We heard from Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Coach Kerr in the postgame, and we start with Coach Kerr.
At what point did the game start to get away from you? Was it on the offensive side, defensive side, though?
Every single facet? All of the above. I think it was like 40 to 40, maybe 42-40. Our second unit came in, did a really good job. We were moving the ball, and we started to get control of them defensively. And then we put our starters back in, and they stopped moving the ball. We were taking quick shots, which was just feeding their transition. It wasn't so much turnovers, it was more just bad shots, quick shots, no movement. We weren't forcing them to defend at all. And that's death here, because this team is athletic on their home floor. They're going to push the ball like crazy. And they got going in transition and just opened it wide open.
Dean Blevins, CBS Oklahoma City. Steve, did games go this way back? When you played, it seemed that the Thunder was down 43 in their first game to San Antonio. They lose by 34, I think. You guys had them the other night. Now they get up 35 or so on you. What's up with the game today? The game changed where you have more blowouts like this?
I don't think it's changed at all. I was a Laker fan growing up, and I think it was about 1985, they lost game one in the Garden by 45 points. They won the series. That happens.
Steve, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. Sometimes you'll hear a coach or a player say it's harder to come back mentally from a close loss, a last-second loss, than a blowout like this. Are you feeling like that now or not particularly?
We got our butts kicked, so... it doesn't matter whether it's 1 point or 30. It's you got to look at the tape and you got to figure out how you can be better, and then you come back with a better effort. But they were the more desperate team tonight. They were beating us to loose balls, to rebounds, and as I said, our quick shots just fed their transition, and they got their crowd involved. They were fantastic.
Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman. Steve, their small lineup with no Adams or Cantor really hurt you tonight, unlike in Oakland. What was it about that smaller lineup that affected you tonight?
It didn't really matter which lineup it was. It was, again, the quick shots fed transition, and when they're smaller, they're going to be a little faster. And so that was just happened to be the point where we really stopped moving the ball, stopped cutting, and all those quick shots with their fast lineup out there caused a lot of problems for us.
Steve, I know you talked about the offense fueling their transition, but your defense seemed like it wasn't anywhere near where it normally is. What specifically was the problem on that side of the ball?
They just out-competed us. It's often times in the NBA, the team that is a little hungrier, a little more desperate, they're gonna win the small battles. And against a team like this, you lose the small battles on their home floor, you're in big trouble. And that's what happened. We didn't compete hard enough or well enough to stay in the game.
Eric G., the franchise, going back to the flagrant one, that's when Oklahoma City went on their run. How much did the aftermath of all that affect you guys emotionally?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to answer that question. It was an important play, but when you lose by this much, you can't point to one play as being the difference, obviously. It didn't go our way, and we didn't respond very well afterwards.
Steve, Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle. Draymond was 1-for-9, minus 43. Just a bad night. What does he have to do to come back? He's your leader on there, your emotional leader. What does he have to do now to get you guys back on track?
Just be himself.
another Draymond question, though. I mean, you talk about the energy not being there or the competitive level. He is such a key part of that. Do you think he was competitively in this game as much as he usually is?
I don't think any of us were. I think, you know, I didn't have him ready to play, obviously, and I didn't think any of our guys competed at the level, not just in terms of how hard we're playing, but in terms of using our brains and moving the ball and making them work. We didn't do any of that, and we got what we deserved.
Monty Poole, CSN Bay Area. Steve, it looked like the guys were not only taking quick shots, but they also missed a lot of shots, even at the rim. Can you remember a game at all in the last couple of years where they seemed to miss so many shots that were open or at the rim?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to look at the tape to see that, but it did feel like we missed a lot of layups, a lot of shots around the rim, and our transition defense was bad. We did not have a couple of guys back. You know, there was one play where we had all five guys underneath the foul line, and we got lucky. We made a deflection. Westbrook was running out, and we got a deflection and stole the ball. But you can't have all five guys below the foul line. You got to have a couple back. And so we were not there. We were not there in mentally or physically.
Ben Bulch, Los Angeles Times, back here. You talked about being down 2-1 in series, but how much different is this challenge with Westbrook and Durant and the way they're playing right now?
Well, every series is different. Every challenge is different. We were down 2-1 twice last year in Memphis, in Cleveland. Both times got blown out in game three, and we responded well. So, you know, we have that memory, and I'm confident that we're going to come out and play a really good game in game four, and we'll see what happens.
Coach John Herrick, ESPN Radio, KCRC, and Enid. When you play the Thunder and you've got Westbrook and Durant and all those guys, how much do you just know you've got to live with what they can do, and then what are the controllables that you worry about when you play against them?
Well, you've got to try to keep the easy stuff away from them, and that means taking care of the ball, running good offense, not giving them free throws. I think they shot 25 free throws in the first half. We were fouling like crazy. So they're going to have their points regardless, like they did in the first two games. But we can't give them the easy stuff in transition and the free throws like we did tonight.
Stephen Curry had a team-high 24 points for the Warriors in this game. Here's what he had to say at the podium in the postgame.
Our offense didn't allow our defense to get set. We took a lot of quick shots that didn't go in and gave them, you know, that advantage in transition. And we just didn't handle their runs very well because of that. So we got to look at the film, obviously, and figure out, you know, why we weren't very good on the defensive end when it comes to rotations and things like that. But it's always next game.
Hey, Steph, Jenny Carlson with the Oklahoman. After Draymond's flagrant on Steven Adams, it really seemed to catapult Oklahoma City, kind of focus them in. They made a big run to end the half. Did you sense something in them or sense something in yourselves that sort of led to that swing?
I mean, not really. It was a long delay with the review and all that, but then they just got to the free throw line a lot down the stretch of the second quarter. We missed a lot of shots, and next thing you know, it's a 20-point game. So, frustrating way to end the quarter. That's something that we pride ourselves on, is how we finish quarters and create momentum going into either halftime or the next quarter. So, we didn't accomplish that, especially on the road. That's something that you have to take care of. So, it has to be a point of emphasis in game four.
Steph, how surprised were you that Oklahoma City was able to go small and have success tonight?
It was an adjustment, but you know that they made shots and spread us out a little bit, and it was a look that we hadn't seen for a lot early in the series. But for us, it can't be about what the other team's doing. We have to be ourselves and do the things that's got us to this point. A lot better than we did tonight, especially on the offensive end.
Steph, Tim Calgamy, Mercury News. Did you see clearly what happened with Draymond on the kick? And beyond that, are you concerned that maybe his reputation now after two of these and maybe some other things might play into further NBA discipline?
I mean, I'd hope not. I didn't see it during the game in live action. Because it looked like he got fouled and was trying to show the ref he got fouled, maybe try to finish the shot, and inadvertently got him. I was kind of shocked when they went to go review because I didn't know what happened, but there was no intent watching the replay. I think that's clear. So obviously it's unfortunate he got kicked, but it was a normal reaction to a foul and to a play, and hopefully they see that when it comes to whatever.
So follow up, do you think Draymond had his usual fire in this game, whether before or after that play?
I thought we as a team didn't bring that energy. He might be more demonstrative when it comes to how it looks on the floor, but we didn't give each other anything to kind of springboard a run or a better performance tonight. So it doesn't always, the energy can't come from him every single night. Like he does what he does and he brings that fire, but in the playoffs we have to be able to pick him up if it's not rolling early in the game, and anybody that steps on the floor has to bring energy.
John Herrick, KCRC, and Enid. Steph, I know you guys and the whole team are used to taking contested shots and making them, but what were the Thunder doing specifically defensively to try to disrupt your offensive rhythm and flow there?
It was, I think for us, it was a situation where three or four empty possessions with misses, them coming down in transition, scoring. It was just a bad, flow out there, and we couldn't stop it. I mean, that was basically it. The 6 minutes in the second quarter was decided the game. And, if we make, one or two of those shots, maybe we can keep a little bit or gain some momentum. But, it was just a downhill slide that last 6 minutes of the second quarter that, our shot selection could have been better. And on the road, you have to do something about stopping runs just like we did in game two. So you got to learn from it.
We also heard from Klay Thompson, 18 points tonight and a pair of threes. Here's what Klay said afterward.
I think our offense led to their transition. We took too many quick shots. We didn't play a great poise like we did in game two and break them down with ball movement and player movement. And that's on me. That's on our starters. I think our bench did a great job coming in there and playing with great poise and getting good shots. And so come game four, we just got to grind them out. I mean, we know that we can't have both Westbrook and Durant, combine to shoot over, looks like 60%. So we're not going to win that way. One of those guys got to have an off night. And but other than that, I think just we didn't match their energy or exceed it. And we got to exceed their energy when we come to this building because they're so good at home.
Danny LaRue, Real GM. Klay, the team has struggled with quick shots throughout the playoffs. What can you do to break that cycle? Is it a focus thing or is it something else?
I think it's focus. I think it's just, staying disciplined with the game plan. You have so many great scorers on this team that a quick shot might feel like a great shot for them, but we got to realize they play their best players heavy minutes, and if we just move the ball and cut a lot and just do what we've done all year, I think they'll get tired towards the end of the game just because it's tough playing 40, 45 minutes. I mean, but that's just something we got to watch the film on, and we'll make the adjustment Tuesday. You'll see the ball move from side to side more, and hopefully a lot better looks.
Klay, Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle. You and Steph both had subpar nights shooting from the three-point line tonight. Were they doing anything different on defense, or was it just?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I missed two easy corner threes. I missed a wide open one too. They really haven't done anything different since game one. Obviously, give them credit. They made us miss shots, but a lot of those shots we took were tough. And come Tuesday, we just got to realize we got to play chess with this team. We can't just go out there and try and outgun them because they got some of the best players in the world. So we got to just use our poise and our depth. And I think we're still in a good position, believe it or not. You know, we've been in down 2-1 before, and we play with our backs to the wall. And when we feel threatened, I think everyone raises their level of intensity and their level of play. So it's not time to panic for our team, and it's just time to get back to the basics and simplify the game, and we'll be all right.
Eric G., the franchise. Clay, this is a team you guys beat three times in the regular season. They've got you twice now in the last three games. What's the biggest difference you notice with the Thunder now versus when you first saw them?
It's tough to say. It feels like it's the same kind of game. You know, obviously, game two and three were very different than regular season. Those games felt like they went down to the wire, so did game one. And they really haven't done much different since, you know, I've been in the league. They're just a very talented team. And obviously, playing together for this many years helps. And guys, a lot of guys on their team play their roles well. And but other than that, it doesn't feel that much different. It feels like every game is going to be a dogfight with this team.
Tuesday is game four here in Oklahoma City. Then Thursday, the Warriors host game five back at Oracle Arena. With this Warrior Sound game recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.